This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are this in day three of our isolation vacation. Everybody has a name for it, including Michael Franti, who I believe we have on the line with us right now. Michael?
Hello.
Hello. Michael Franti, everyone.
Yeah, Sarah's here with me, too. Greetings from Bali.
And is your beautiful son also, it's the whole family gathered?
Well, we are, but baby Taj is asleep. He's 18 months old, and it's 11 p.m., and somehow we managed to get him to sleep.
Mama's touch. It was mama's touch.
All right.
Of course it was. So you guys are holed up in Bali through this whole thing. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, you know, like anybody else, we're practicing social distancing and, you know, just really trying to turn this, you know, this moment in time into the best opportunity that we can to do things that we've always wanted to do or try or learn or, you know, just be with each other and to try to make it be the most positive it can be. It's such a foreign feeling for me and for Sara to have the whole world, you know, really be called to fight this disease in this way. And we
it's
see it as part of,
for,
you know,
all of us, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe for it's I think for the whole world, you know, and
absolutely.
You know, it's kind of a scary time, both health-wise and economically for people. I mean, we were about to start on a tour that would have brought us on the road from the start of April through November, and we've postponed the first 2 months of the tour, but we don't know if the whole thing will be postponed. And you know, for other people out there who are in, you know, the service industry or entertainment industry, anything where there's groups involved of people meeting together, there's so much uncertainty about how our livelihood is going to be. But also, you know, we just don't know when this thing is going to stop and stop affecting people. You know, I want to give a shout out right now, just because I'm married to a nurse, I want to give a shout out to all the nurses, doctors, paramedics, EMTs, psychologists, therapists who are like working overtime to make sure that people are healthy and not panicking.
Are there cases of coronavirus in Bali?
You know, there definitely are, but it's such a developing nation that, you know, it's hard to get, if you live in Northern California, it's hard to get tested. And so imagine how difficult it is here for people to get tested. So, I mean, our personal belief is that it's already been here for quite some time. And, you know, the people who are infected with it have already been dealing with it. And I'm sure there's been loss of life that was not attributed to Corona. You know, it's pretty much life is normal here for most people.
Are you at, so you are at Soulshine Bali, which is your place. And for the last few weeks, I've been watching you, you know, when you host there, you are hosting. You throw these parties and there's yoga and there's food and there's Michael Franti entertaining the masses. Have all those people departed and now you guys are there and that's where this stay-at-home concert world tour thing came from?
Yeah, so Soulshine is a, like a little, just to give you a little perspective, it's a little boutique hotel. We have 32 rooms. And most of our business here are yoga retreats. So people come for a week and practice yoga and swim and dance and have fun and hit the reset button on life. And so Sara and I led a retreat last week. And then there's a retreat that's here that we're not leading. And so we're just, you know, just around with them. And so there's one more group of people that's here. And then after that, we're kind of here just alone.
Well, and the governor of Bali just put out a statement yesterday, actually. So they want everyone here practicing strict social distancing as well for the next 2 weeks. A lot of group classes are going to be closed, so there, a lot of the yoga retreats are winding down. And Michael and I just decided, you know, we would be doing the same thing if we were in our home in San Francisco, and this is our home here. And Taj has fresh air, and he has a nice piece of land that he can walk around, and so we thought we're going to stay, and we're just kind of keeping our finger on the pulse on what the situation is. It's kind of scary because borders are closing left and right. We just heard that Canada and U.S. have closed their border, and so we're just keeping in touch with our airlines and in case, just to make sure that we're not totally stuck here. But people here have the same concerns that they do in San Francisco, and they're very aware and, you know, practicing proper hygiene and proper precautions. So
you guys have to be tripping the same way I am here on having a little one. It absolutely makes you, they are so tiny and you're so entirely responsible for them. It's really hard to imagine for me, for my little kid to get sick. But also I have to believe you guys don't want to drag him through the airports. I mean, that's got to be on your mind. Like, we should stay...
Yeah,
as long as possible.
You know, yeah, absolutely. You know, having a kid who's, you know, so tiny and so vulnerable and so unaware, it's like we're constantly chasing after him with I wish we had a fire hose of antiseptic, because it's like, don't touch that thing. Oh no, you put your hands on the ground. Get over here. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
It's,
you know,
super,
it's like
scary.
A constant thing of,
you know, yeah. It's actually a blessing. So Taj is 18 months old, and he doesn't know how to high five yet. And it's actually been a blessing, because all through the airports, everywhere we go, I mean, even in San Francisco before we were leaving, people are like, high five. And he just kind of like looks at them and gives them a side eye. And now I'm like, thank God we're never teaching him high five again.
Right.
Right. No more hand touching in this,
you know,
new world.
You already touched on it, Michael, but I wanted to mention this too. Because you came to my mind when this started to happen and concerts were being, I think we even talked about it on the air, Sarah. It was just heartbreaking because we know you put together a tour that's going to expose you to a lot of new audience, and it was going to be a huge stadium
thing,
and it's just unfortunate to see that go away. Like, I felt that. It's got to hurt, right?
Yeah, you know, it's disappointing, but at the same time, we're all in this together, and there's
right.
nobody yep. who's not affected by this. And what we did was, rather than, you know, sit around and poo-poo about it, Sara and I said, let's do something fun on social media. So we started the Frontis Stay at Home World Concert Tour. And so every day on Instagram, we've been posting a new concert. You know, we just do one song a day, do some other, you know, fun or informative things on there. And the response on Instagram has been just overwhelming, by far the most watched videos that we've ever had. And just hearing the response from people, just, you know, this is something I'm looking forward to every day when I wake
yep.
up to see you guys there and to hear music and mainly to know that just we're in this together. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, it is something to look forward to. And it's funny because you started posting, I think today day four?
Today's day four, yeah.
Coming.
So
yeah.
it's become, Instagram has become this, for me anyway, and I think for you and a lot of people, as we're all sort of in this, you know, forced seclusion, it's become how I'm in touch with a lot of people. And so to see, like, we have friends who are doing comedy bits every night live, and you're doing your concert and various other, I mean, there's just a lot out there right now. As people are isolated, we're finding outlets for ourselves. And I thought this was one of the mm-hmm. coolest things I had seen is because you are a world tour guy. Like, this has to be really hard for you, who's constantly on the move, to make this adjustment.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging just to kind of wrap my head around the scale of how this has affected the world, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have friends in every corner of the planet. And, you know, same with you. I'm following them on Instagram and I'm seeing what they're up to. And it's in some ways it's really, you know, frightening and scary. And in other ways, it's just super inspiring to see how people have taken this so seriously. And you know, we don't know when this thing is going to end. We don't know if this is the new normal. You know, maybe right. You know, there's going to be a super virus every year that comes, and we just don't know. And and so we have to find ways of getting through this, keeping our optimism alive, still being able to take advantage of this time, you know, that we all have, to learn something new, to cook something you've never cooked before, you know, pick up a guitar and try to learn your first three chords after that guitar has been sitting in the corner of your bedroom for 10
years.
Right. You know?
Very good point. Absolutely.
This is the time for us to awaken parts of us that have been, you know, through the hustle of our everyday lives, not given the chance to breathe. And so we're just trying to encourage people to take advantage of it.
Right. We're talking to Michael Franti, and he and his wife and youngest child are on the phone from Bali. I wanted to ask you a couple. Actually, I got a couple quick hits here. So I was looking. This is slightly coronavirus related, as I was looking for games to purchase on the Xbox for my kid. What do I hear in the background of one of the games? And I can't remember the name, but I hear the whistle, the Michael Franti whistle. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's in a soundtrack for a video game.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the game? I can't remember it, but I thought, I had no idea.
I can't remember it either because I'm not a video game person. There you go.
It's out there.
There
now.
It is.
It was really cool to hear that. So the other thing I wanted to mention is, excuse me, I believe you guys, did you finish an album? Or, I mean, is that done? Or where are you guys at with that?
So check it out. Well, first of all, we have among our crew, you know, the roadies and techs that go on tour with us, we have some serious gamers. And I'm thinking in my head, you know, like to Brian Adorama, who's our monitor guy, he must be at home going, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
You mean all I got to do is sit at home and play video games for a month? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Well, hopefully just for a month, right?
I've actually just finished the record. Like, I just got the final version of the songs back from the mastering facility about, you know, an hour ago.
Oh, really?
It's that fresh. And so I'm going to actually sit down and listen to the whole thing from start to finish right after we get off this call. And, you know, it's the whole record. I mean, we started writing it before Corona became a big deal, but the whole record is about how we get through challenging times, you know, how we wake up in the morning and you know, get our kids to school and deal with everything we read in the news and the craziness of politics that is taking place in our country right now. And who would have ever imagined there would be something that would overshadow even that?
Right.
And in a way, unite us all.
Yeah. So the whole album is songs of, you know, of inspiration of how we get through challenging times and come together and bring people together. And you know, I hope there's one thing that comes out of all this, it's that we learn a new way to to fight, you know, and that way of fighting is that people come together to take on the big issues that we see taking place in the world right now and unify around them. You know, we need everybody, you know, for example, you know, the climate crisis, we need everyone. We need the best that science has to offer. We need the wisdom of indigenous people. We need the common sense of everyday, you know, people. We need the cooperation of governments. You know, we need the leadership of entrepreneurs to be able to create new technologies to address it. So it's like everyone needs to be involved in these big issues. And, you know, this one is a health issue, and we're starting to look at that differently. Like, you know, perhaps we need to create, you know, a health force. Like you have the Army, Navy, the Marines, you know, like maybe there needs to be a health force that when these things come to be that we're prepared, you know. And so we're all kind of learning from this, and I think there's some really positive things that are ultimately going to come out of it, and hopefully we can do enough right now is hopefully to level off, as people are saying, level off the curve so that we don't have as many deaths as
so you're saying
could be.
So you're saying the album is unbeknownst to you, still very relevant and helpful in coronavirus times as well, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the songs aren't specific to any kind of one issue, but they're just about how it is that we get through our challenging moments in life and find fun and find dance and find togetherness and find healing and to be able to, you know, go through getting knocked down and getting back up on your feet. And so it's a very anthemic and soulful and danceable record.
Have you named it yet?
No, that's the thing I got to do now. My manager's really on my tail about it. They're like, okay, the record's done. We've got a great cover photo. All the lyrics are printed up, but the whole thing's ready to go. Now you need a name.
What's
you should
it called?
You should call it Silver Linings. You're the guy who always finds those.
Oh, that's a great idea.
even in the face of everything. And I mean, look, you know, the fact is that you wound up in Bali, and there's definitely worse places to shelter in place. I actually love picturing your family there. Michael Franti, Sara, Lil Taj, from our family to yours, we wish you the best. I don't know how long do you have any idea how long you're going to be stuck in Bali?
You know, we've heard that they're shutting the entire country down, meaning no flights in and out on the 20th for 1 month. We'll probably be here that entire time.
Is that good? A forced vacation?
We don't know.
Rolling our
the
eyes.
The answer is we don't know, but we'll see you guys soon for sure.
Yeah.
You know what?
We'll see you, Michael, on Instagram anyway.
I'll tell you what, for someone who's very.
Yeah, we're...
I'm sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, you know, it's funny. We're, you know, Sarah and I were sitting outside the other day, and we're under a palm tree, you know, and playing with Taj, and we're looking around at each other going, so. The apocalypse, you know, like under the palm tree in the sun, you know, like but honestly, it's the same no matter where you are. When you're self-isolating, it's like you're in the most beautiful place or just anywhere, and it's the same feeling, you know. It's like that God, I would sure be great to, you know, walk down the street and see other folks having a cup of coffee that I know at the local coffee shop, or to be able to go to a park and, you know, talk to someone who's walking their dog and feel like if I'm close to them that, you know, I'm not going to be putting them in danger, or they're not going to be putting me in danger. And so, you know, just social distancing right now is so important. And I just want to applaud everybody who's listening right now for really taking it seriously and, you know, being that stopgap that we need. You know, we've seen it in Northern California so much in the last years with the fires, you know, just how our community rises up time and time again, to be there for each other when we need it. And, this is a time like that's unprecedented, you know, and we need everyone in the whole world to be vigilant and you know, taking care of your own health, making sure that you're as healthy and physically immune as possible, so that we can then, you know, be there for each other during this time of isolation.
Well, if you're not already following Michael Fronte on Instagram, now might be the time, because, you know, we're all looking for silver linings. We're all looking for good vibes. And daily, you guys are, I mean, you guys are actually really avid posters and users of Instagram. You're inspirational, actually, on there. And this daily stay-at-home world concert tour is happening. Today's day 4. Thank you guys for taking a couple minutes out of your day. I actually didn't even think about the time change. Of course, it's 11 o'clock at night there. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us. Michael and Sarah, it's always great to talk to you. And we'll connect again very soon. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys.
Love you too.
Keep doing the great work you guys are doing too. Because, you know, right
you,
now,
generous.
Just to have the radio is more important than ever. So thank you guys for keeping it going so strong. And, you know, we love you. We love the Bay Area, and everybody who's at home right now. We're just thinking about you, and just know that we're all in this together.
Thank you guys so very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Michael Fronte. Yeah. Get some sleep now. Michael and Sarah, from Bali.
You know what I was going to say to him? And I just believe this, to be the case, is he's, when he's home, he can't sit still, and he's probably better off there than here, because I actually do find myself getting up repeatedly going, I'm going to go run an, oh, right.
It's so true. I mean, it's so, just the new normal is a constant feeling of, I got stuff to do. I can't do anything. I want to go to, I can't go there.
Right.
It's like a constant reminder until we get into this mindset, and it's been on us for a little while. And I mean, it isn't going to get easier, you know? So he's right. I mean, we all have to worry about each other, and we're doing this for the reason that is, we need to stop this thing, level this thing out.
Right. So I think he's probably in the best place he could be. Like,
yep, I
you know,
agree.
He's not tempted to go do that one last thing.
Exactly.
Oh, let me go. Oh, I could.
Well, that was, it's, you know, actually, you know what I thought was really funny was, although there was clearly a lengthy delay between what we were saying and what he was hearing and vice versa, his connection was so much better than Eddie Iff's yesterday.
So much
right
better.
Down the road.
Right.
Like, unbelievable. I'm like, boy, Eddie Iff needs to get on whatever Michael Fronte's got going there. All right, you guys, let's, do you want to do a quick tease for the news, or should we just take?
I do have in my hand a couple of good stories.
Oh.
Coronavirus related. Oh. And then we'll get to some other stuff after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.